News and interviews from your community. Every morning on WKOK Sunrise. On News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Matt Cotrillo's in the newsroom, clackety-clacking away furiously on the winternet, keeping that current. And Mr. Rob Center, our producer, is doing some of the announcing of winternet announcements, so we very much appreciate that. He's our producer each day. On the news line with us now, Chris Berlitz is on the line, the Executive Director of Leadership Susquehanna Valley, and also happens to be the Relationship Manager at the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
I do appreciate that. We're going to talk about this really super program that is Leadership Susquehanna Valley. If folks aren't familiar with it, I'll let you give a quick overview of what Leadership Susquehanna Valley is.
Sure, thank you. So Leadership Susquehanna Valley was started in 1994. The vision behind it is that it's a business leadership program for those established and up-and-coming business leaders in the region. Employers select their key employees that they're going to send through this program, and over 10 months they get access to a leadership component where they're learning, you know, hands-on leadership skills, some public speaking, and then they're getting a behind-the-scenes tour of the greater Susquehanna Valley in a variety of industries. So we cover communication, education, healthcare, local government, workforce development, community and human services, agriculture, tourism, basically you name it, we're in it. And the class also gets a chance to do a community service project. The vision behind the program really is that we're preparing and equipping these leaders to take an active role in the community, whether it be in service to a nonprofit board of directors or perhaps even in local government, where they might be serving with a planning commission or a school board or even city council, perhaps even county commissioner, as there are some alumni who are in the races this year.
Well, and there's some current county commissioners who are graduates of Leadership Susquehanna and Snyder County. So we know,
absolutely.
Yeah, so we know that that works. All right, so this is an opportunity for people of all ages. It's not just for young people, but if you're 18 and up and you're employed somewhere, this is an opportunity for you to really find out about all the infrastructure and institutions around here. You go behind the scenes at schools. You even visit the landfill, so you know, you get an idea how that goes. But honestly, that is just valuable knowledge for all citizens. Tell me about, after these students graduate, that how they apply this kind of knowledge to their lives and to their businesses.
Sure. I think one of the key things, especially that is true, is that the class really bonds with one another during their program year, which helps to take them out of their comfort zone when it comes to especially public speaking. I mean, one thing that every class member must do is introduce one of our guest speakers in a professional introduction. And another piece that they have to do is they have to give their perspective on leadership in a 3-minute statement of leadership belief or credo. And what happens is a lot of times these class members are evaluating their own perspective for the first time about what it looks like for them to be a leader. And quite frequently we find that they're applying themselves to those belief systems after the fact. So they take an active role. They step up. They become board members. One of the most timid people I know, who was in my class in 2015, left the program and said, "I'm going to get involved," and became a school board member. And that's my good friend Donna Dietrich from Susquehanna Fire Equipment. It's pretty cool to see them get involved and get engaged.
What's that, Warrior Run School District would be the district where that okay,
yep.
That's where that business is. Okay. And I think for businesses, how does it help an area of business? You know, let's suppose I'm a salesman. You know, I go out and I sell, you know, whatever our good product is, and or do a lot of the phone work and get all this set up. Why is having a broad regional knowledge helpful for somebody that's just trying to make sure that good products end up in the hands of willing buyers?
You know, we just had our workforce day, and in our workforce day, one of the key things that we do is we talk about what are the real challenges facing our workforce today. So For example, we had a panel discussion hearing from one of the local construction experts, and he said, you know, the class heard from his mouth for the first time that he's been looking for a land surveyor for 9 years, and that skilled trades are a critically important thing for his company to be able to survive and thrive. And when you're talking about folks who, you know, have been really focused on their own careers and knowing where they're going in their particular industries, you know, I think of banking or sales. They tend to be a little myopic. That certainly was true with me when I went through the program, that you kind of get self-involved. And when you get the bigger perspective, it certainly helps you understand how your own role can play a bigger part in the valley. You know, maybe you're helping someone find a new line of work in your current job. You know, you're working with a client who says, hey, I don't know where I want to end up. Or, you know, you're counseling younger people into job opportunities. The workforce lesson is a great chance to learn about that. You know, another one is local government. Most folks in the valley don't really know very much about how to get involved or engaged with local government unless they've had to for personal reasons or for work. And so what we do is we expose them, the class members, to local governmental officials for the very first time for a number of them, where we sit them down at a table with their local officials and they have breakfast with them. And it's really great that they get to be the constituents working with their officials, and they get this great chance to engage with them. And a lot of times it opens their eyes to the difficulties of running local government and paying for paving roads, like on days like today. So the broader perspective, more information is knowledge. Wealth is knowledge, right? So, that's really the key for us.
Well, that's it. I think you just become a well-rounded citizen or a better citizen. And honestly, to see behind the scenes at a sewer plant or a landfill is just plain fascinating to see what really happens there and how they do single-stream recycling or something along that line. Well, for individuals who might be interested in Leadership Susquehanna Valley, you're going to make a pitch next week. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so one of the things we've had great success with over our 20-plus year history is we've engaged some of the same companies for a number of years, and we're super excited that we have this loyalty that runs deep in the valley. But we also want to make sure that we're hitting our vision, which is to work with all companies that would send employees, that we're really equipping the whole valley. So to that end, we're doing an event for those who might have never heard of Leadership Susquehanna Valley before. We're going to be at the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce on February 22nd from 9:30 to 10:30, and the idea is to discover LSV, to learn about it for the first time, to hear an employer perspective, to hear about what it's like to go through the class, to gain an understanding of the curriculum, and to see how it might be a fit for you. So we can fit 35. The class is filling, or this event is filling up really fast. We're up to about 26 right now. So we've got a couple of spaces left. We'd love to have you. So if you want to register, just go to leadershipsv.org.
All right, and you can also call the chamber at 743-4100. Your relationship to the chamber, I think we used to call it an affiliate, but what's the precise verbiage to describe Leadership Susquehanna Valley and the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce?
Affiliate, I think, is probably still the best thing. Leadership Susquehanna Valley is a separate 501c3 nonprofit organization, and what they do is they contract with the Chamber of Commerce for administrative services. So, you know, my employer is the Chamber of Commerce, but I have the great privilege to work with this program day in and day out. It's just a great partnership relationship. I think a lot of folks tend to look at the Chamber and say, oh, their leadership program is LSV. And I think a lot of folks look at LSV and say, you know, the heart and strength of the chamber is what we're doing in LSV. I think that's certainly true. It's a great partnership, Mark.
Yeah, Leadership Susquehanna Valley, 743-4100. Chris Berlith is the relationship manager at the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce and is the executive director of Leadership Susquehanna Valley. LeadershipSV.org is their website. All right, well, we're just about out of time, but we'll give you an open mic to make a pitch for folks to go to next week's Discover LSV event.
Oh, we'd love to have you. If you're not sure if you're a leader, but you'd like to be, if you're not sure how you can take the things that you know and apply them to real-life experiences to improving the greater Susquehanna Valley, this is your chance. We're going to get your feet wet. We're going to give you an opportunity to work with a nonprofit without a long-term commitment to them, really learn what it's like to get involved in the community. And I think you're going to find that the rewards for getting involved in the community far outweigh the cost of being in the program and the challenges that you might experience there. So I want to encourage you, come on out February 22nd, learn about LSV, and see if it's a good fit for you.
All right, and there is a cost. We could, probably should go ahead and add that in. I believe it costs businesses about $1,000 or so.
It's $1,500 to be in the program. We do have scholarships available for nonprofits, individuals who pay their own way, and some government officials if they're interested in going through the program. But we'd love to encourage everyone to apply and work out the finances at a later date. Really, getting you into the program is probably the most important thing, and finances we try not to let be a barrier.
All right, very well. Thank you so much, Chris. Check in and keep in touch, and good luck next week. I hope you get a fabulous turnout and sell out the class and future classes. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much, Mark. Really appreciate the time.
I do appreciate that. Chris Berleth is Executive Director, Leadership Susquehanna Valley, leadershipsv.org, if you're interested in that program, a one-year program that involves teaching people from area companies about regional places, infrastructure, institutions, and the educational institutions around here, and training and leadership training and workshops and retreats. You get quite a bit for what you pay out to be in leadership Susquehanna Valley.